We're doing Pirkei Avos with the Rambam's commentary, and we had learned the Mishnah that describes that any person who has the following three traits is a disciple of Avram, and whoever does not have these traits is a disciple of Bilam. The disciples of Avram have a good eye, a low spirit, and their desire is also they're not big on their desire, on their material needs, desires. But the students of Bilam are the exact opposite. They have a bad eye, and they're always interested in the material world, and they're very proud. What's the difference between the students of Bilam and the students of Avram? The students of Bilam, they go down to perdition, and the students of Avram, they merit Gan Eden, as the verse says. So the Rambam had been in the middle of explaining the different verses that indicate how Avram has all these good traits. And now he's going on to Bilam, ונתפרסם לבילם הלהיטות לממון. And the fact that Bilam was so into money, that was famous, כאשר בא מארם נהריים בגלל הממון, שנזכר בו להרע ישראל. As you see that for money, he was willing to come all the way from Aram Naharayim because they were willing to pay him to harm Israel. V'hum royit aleh. And God himself speaks about Bilam and says, "Vashel sachar lechet Bilam ben Bor mipetor Aram Naharayim lekaleleka." That Balak hired Bilam to come from Aram Naharayim to curse you. So you see that Bilam, although he realized this isn't what God wants, but because of his lust for money, he was ready to do it. אבל תבטנותו ובמה שיאצ לבלק להבקיר את אנשים לזנות עם ישראל ולעשותן זונות. And his lust, his desire for promiscuity is evident in his advice to Balak to forsake the women, to send them out there to be prostitutes for the Jewish people, to send their own women and daughters out there. ולולי תכונת התבטנות שהייתה בנפשו, ושהדבר רצוי ואהוב אצלו, לא היה מצווה בכך. If not for the fact that that's what he himself wanted in life, if not for the fact that this is where his thoughts lay, then he wouldn't have given such advice. But obviously, this was something that worked for Bilam. לפי שציווי האדם לא יהיה אלא לפי דעתו. A person gives advice in accordance with where his thoughts lie. And so if Bilam gives advice to send their daughters out to prostitution to cause Israel to sin, you understand where Bilam's thoughts are. לפי שאין הטובים מצווים על הרעות, because good people don't give bad advice. אלא מזהירים מהם, but good people warn you from bad things. ולשון הכתוב בזה, הנה היו לבני ישראל בדבר בלעם. The verse, even when the verse says, I want you to take revenge from the Midianites, the verse says, because the Midianite girls were those that did you harm, with the words of Bilam. What does it mean with the words of Bilam? The verse clearly indicates, "Vamu chachamim." So we have a tradition that Bilam gave this advice to send the girls out to seduce the Jewish people. Our sages say about Bilam, "Boela tonoaya." He used to have relations with his donkey. Then, "Safek imisha zo aita machshavto harei kach yu ma'asav." So undoubtedly, a guy who's sleeping with his donkey every night. So then, this is the type of actions he has. So we see clearly from the verses that Bilam was, he was interested in money, he was interested in promiscuity. Aval ga'avoto, his pride, hu amro, that you could see by what Bilam said about himself, Neum shomeim reikel, here's the speech of the man who hears the words of God. Uma shevira ayal Bilam mima shnemar v'ata lokim toridem lever shachat. So the Mishnah concludes and says, God, you're going to send them down to perdition. How is that a reference to Bilam? Because the verse says, who's going to be sent down to perdition? Anshei domim umirma. Men of blood and deceit. Lefi shehu ishtamim umirma. Because that's exactly Bilam. He was a man of blood and deceit. Kivan shaya gorem lamut Yisrael b'magefa. Because he indirectly caused the death of 24,000 Jews in a plague that hit after Balak adopted his advice and sent the girls to seduce the guys. And furthermore, he was deceitful in his cunning and his attempts to harm, as we explained. And the proof that Avram's disciples, they merit the world to come. It says, I will give those who I love, I will give them the world to come. And we know that That's a nickname for Avram. Avram is called Avraham Oavi, Avraham my beloved. So Lanchil Ohavai Yesh, I'm giving to my beloved. The word Ohavai is a code in Tanakh for Avraham Oavi, Avram. So the Mishnah says those who go in Avram's footsteps, those are his students, they merit what it says Hashem will give those that he loves, because they're going in the way of Avram that Hashem loves. And finally, we have the last two Mishnayot, which it seems the Rambam held were part of Mishnayot Avot. Others say they were Braitot. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, Ve'az kanamer, be bold like a leopard, ve'kal kanesher, light like an eagle, ve'ratz katzvi, run like a deer, ve'gibor ka'ari, and brave like a lion, la'sot ritzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Az panim legeinom, he who is brazen will end up in perdition. Uvosh panim, but he who gets embarrassed, legan eden, if he's humble, he's modest, and he gets embarrassed, he's the type of person who is not brazen, so he merits the world to come. Kach yiratzon mifanei Hashem Elokeinu, so it should be the will before you, Hashem our God, shetivnei erecha b'yameinu, you should rebuild your city in our days, v'titen chelkenu b'toratecha, give our portion in your Torah, v'imosei ritzonecha, and our portion should be with those that do your will. So the Rambam writes, there seems to be a contradiction here. The same Yehuda ben Tema tells us brazen people end up in perdition, and he also says you should be brazen like a leopard. So the Rambam says, Afal pisha amar az panim legeinom. Even though Yehuda ben Tema said that a brazen person goes to perdition, tziva ba'azut, he said you have to be brazen, b'tochach atamamrim chayetze bazeh. When it comes to rebuking, standing up to those who go against the Torah, sometimes you have to have that courage. Dekilu amar ishtamesh b'miktzat amigraot. It's as though the Tana says, use some of this fault of brazenness. Sometimes you have to use it. Bimkomam, in the proper places, b'inyanei shamayim, when it comes to the service of heaven. Keder shamar hanavi amikesh im ikesh titfatal. As the prophet said, sometimes with a guy who's stubborn, you have to twist things around to overcome him. Aval bitnai shetei kavanatcha leemet. But the condition has to be that your goal is the truth. You're using it correctly. The who, and that is what he says. You have to sometimes be brazen, and that is the asot utzon avicha shebashamayim, when your goal and what you're using it for is to do the will of your Father in heaven. Vekvaritiv Hashem leuma azo, klomar Yisrael, v'ma shem ba'alei boshet panim, and God did a favor to us that we have shame. It's a gift that God gave us that we have shame. וכך אמרו שמסימני זרע אברהם, and so our sages taught that the signs that someone is a descendant of Abraham is that he has three traits. ביישנים רחמנים גומלי חסדים. They have shame, that's number one. They have mercy, and they do kindness. אמר בעבור תהיה יראתו על פניכם, ואמרו זו בושה. God says, he's appearing to you, the Jewish people, so that you'll have awe of Hashem. And our sages say, that is the shame that the Jewish people have. They have shame. וכאילו אמר, אחר שתהיה מעלת הבושה, אלוקים כשם שחננתנו במעלה הזו, כחון עלינו שתבנה ערכה בימינו. And the Mishnah concludes and says, may it be the will of Hashem to rebuild this city. And it's as though he says, just as Hashem, you gave us this gift of shame, you should also grant us the rebuilding of your city, which needs work. What's the connection? Mishnah Yotes. Ben Bagbag Omer. Ben Bagbag says, Afochba va'afochba ve'hagiba. Keep turning over the Torah and thinking about it. Tekulaba, because everything's in the Torah. Uvatechazei, and that's where you should be looking. Sivuv leiba, and that your age, your old age should be in the Torah. Mina lo tozuz, and don't move from the Torah. Shein lecha mida tova mimena, because there's nothing better than Torah. Ben Heye omer lefum tzara agra. Ben Heye says the harder you work, the more wages you're going to get. Amar, so the Tana said ala Torah itapech ba vageba shakol ba. The Torah, turn it in every direction and think about it, because everything's in the Torah. Ve'amru ubat echezei, and our sages said, look in the Torah, klomar batireh et haemet. Through the Torah you can see truth. You try to see it through the newspaper, you ain't going to see it. You try to see it through the fad of the time, well, every time has their truth, and every period has their vision on what's right and what's just. You want to see truth, you can see it through Torah. V'tistakel ba'ina p'kucha, and then you'll look through a wise eye. Targum v'yar v'yechazeh. The word v'yar is translated as v'yechazeh, and that's uvat techazeh. Through the Torah you will see. Nachakach amal sibuv leiva, and then he said, go old and wither in the Torah. Klomar, adzikna v'seva teh mitasekva. Till a ripe old age you should be dealing in Torah. V'altasumi mena lezulata, and you should never leave it for anything else. Amar ben heye, and the final line of Pirkei Avos is, ben heye toras, lefi erech yigiatcha b'torah yeschacha. The harder you work in Torah, the more you'll reap of Torah. It goes hand in hand, there's no shortcut. If you want to reap Torah, you got to work Torah. V'amru she'en mitkayem min alimud, ela ma she'nilmad b'ikia v'li'ut v'yira min amlamed. And our sages said that the key to sustaining what you learn is if it's learned with toil, you got to work hard. That's one. And it's got to wear you down. Can't be easy. And there has to be awe of the teacher. But learning Torah out of a situation where everything's easygoing and a person is spoiled, that kind of Torah doesn't last. And a person won't ultimately benefit from that learning. Amru beferush, our sages explained that it says in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says, Af chokhmati amdali, even my wisdom stood by me. So our sages said, don't read the word af as translated as even, but rather chokhma shelamadti be'af, the wisdom that I learned when I was wiped out, when I was angry, when I was all worn out, amdali, that's the wisdom that stood by me. Af chokhmati, the wisdom that I gained in spite of the fact that I was worn, that's the wisdom that stood by me. And that's why our sages said that the teacher has to scare the students. The sages said that a teacher has to sometimes throw a bitter line that the students don't feel like he's buddy-buddy with them, but rather there's a certain awe. They have to appreciate it and have to learn and work hard and not have the system where everyone's good friends and it's all very nice. Friends are friends and teachers are teachers. And in Chazal's time, where people could stand up to it, so the teachers had a responsibility to ensure that the students felt the distance. In our day and age, it's a little different. There still has to be a certain respect, but we're weak in everything, so we're weak in this too. I don't know if it's a reflection of the students or the teachers or both, but at the end of the day, we don't see that this is the way it works. There was one rabbi who did this, and the other rabbis didn't agree with him. There was one rabbi who was famous for putting his students on the spot and tearing them to pieces in his classes. And he meant it as a fulfillment of this, which the Rambam also paskins in the laws of learning Torah, that a teacher has to do that. And he was a genius. He was brilliant. And at the end of the day, the other rabbis, you see, didn't agree with him. The other rabbis didn't do it this way. And there are extreme stories, you know, when Rav Moshe Feinstein would give a test. So the whole class would sit down. He'd walk in and ask an answer. And only those who knew the answer would raise their hands and he'd call on them. That was the test. He wouldn't embarrass anyone in front of anyone else. His test was about those who knew it. He'd call on them. And we find that also many times. The big people in Torah, when they come in and they give a test, so they help the person walk out of the test feeling encouraged. Ah, I answered and I got an answer right. Their whole point is to help the kid feel like how well he did at the test. So we see our day is different and the chinuch for our day is different. Even though this was the formula with the Rambam saying, but everything changed on us today. So it seems the rabbis of today give different instructions for us today. This brings us to the fantastic conclusion of Pirkei Avot with the Rambam's commentary. There is a sixth chapter which is really Brisos. It's not really Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos, and so the Rambam didn't write a commentary on it. So our learning with the Rambam on Pirkei Avos is hereby brought to a close. Mazal tov.